Hey, Life Point Church. My name is Kevin Hover, and I'm the Community Life Pastor here at the Life Point Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we just finished our series called Kingdom Citizen. And our scripture was on Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. And that scripture is, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. And so we took a close look at the scripture this past Sunday, and we really focused on a couple things. The first one being those who are wise are the ones who hear and do Jesus' words. These are the people who believe Jesus. They believe that he has the authority to command them to how to live their lives and how they should submit their lives to them. And we asked, I challenged our group with this question: do Jesus' words carry enough authority to cause you to submit and conform to him? And when we think about that, we think about the other group of people. Jesus calls these people foolish. And they are people who hear Jesus's words, but they don't do his words. And the main reason behind that is because they are believing something differently than what Jesus is saying. And typically, that's surrounding how we believe. We have a tendency to believe that we are in charge of our lives instead of Jesus being in charge of our lives. We want to make the calls and the final decisions and how we should approach life instead of submitting ourselves and surrendering to him. And one of the things that we highlighted at the very end of our message was how Matthew closes out the scripture where he says in verses 28 and 29, "And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes." And we really focused on that word astonished, because in the Greek form, the word is ekplesio, which means to strike out of self-possession and to strike with panic or shock. And the point there is that the people that day were shocked about Jesus's words. And so when we hear Jesus's words, do we have that same sort of response? Are we being challenged to live our lives differently than what we might think we ought to live? So with that, I'm going to close with prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for your words, that you have revealed them to us. We thank you that you have our best interests in mind, and that your commands are a reflection of your character and who you are. Lord, we love you, and we want to be the wise people who have heard your words and decide to do them. And we respond to you in repentance and faith, repentance from the ways that we live, turning away from our own personal way of living and surrendering ourselves to you, trusting you that you know what's best for us, and you will guide us into the way of everlasting. We ask these things in your Son's name. Amen. And now I'm going to give you a moment to spend time in prayer. This is Kevin Hover from LifePoint Church, Delaware. And it was great to be with you at the DriveCast today. Thank you.